What comes to mind when you think of women playing baseball?
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
That's Tom Hanks as manager Jimmy Dugan in the 1992 film A League of Their Own. Well, there is a women's softball team in West Michigan who would be more than happy to show Jimmy Dugan they don't cry and they can play. Joining us now is Lynn Schweibert. Lynn has been playing on the same team in West Michigan with three other women for the past four decades. Welcome to the program, Lynn.
Thank you very much. I'm honored.
And we're joined by her daughter, Leslie Rymick. She plays on the team with her mom. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Cindy.
So, Lynn, you play second base. You are 79 years young. How did you and the three other originals come together? You joined with Kathleen Ponence and Donna McConnell and Sharon Vanderwood, and you decided we're playing softball. Why was that?
Well, actually, the three of them were at a newcomers meeting, and they said, we got to find something to do for the summer. And I was also there, but at a different table. And that's how it came about 40 years ago. And actually, that night I found my OB doctor, my veterinarian, and my dentist, and my softball team, and all three are retired. Except the softball team.
You're still at it.
We're still at it.
Love that. You've had four decades of playing softball. And Leslie, you've been on the team with your mom for, what, 35 years? What did you learn from playing softball with your mom?
That it's very hard to keep up with her. No, we have just had a lot of great experiences. To culminate one experience that I've learned from her is just life is fun, and she has embraced that through everything that she does, whether it be softball, her job, and I just have tried to incorporate that in my life as well, to just enjoy life, have fun, and be blessed with what you have and what you can do.
Lynn, when you and Kathleen and Donna and Sharon stop and go, wow, we've been doing this for 40 years, did you have any clue when you first got together that you'd be able to say that four decades later?
Not in my wildest dreams. I can remember my father, who's been gone a long time, and I was probably in my 50s, and he said, Lynn, it's time you really stop. I don't want you to get hurt out there. And I thought about it. I said, Dad, no problem. So here I am still, and I hope so much to go a little bit further, but I don't want to be a hindrance to the team. But not in our wildest dreams did we think we'd go this far.
I think it does say a lot when I consider, as we were saying, you're 79, you've been playing for 40 years, and are you a pretty good second baseman, Lynn? She can hold her own.
I started out at third base, then moved from third base to shortstop to first base. Now I'm at second base. I don't have a heck of a throwing arm anymore, but I can run. I can run.
And Lynn, over these 40 years you've played, can you give us some of your best moments?
Well, it's hard to recap. There's a lot. But if I may throw in two, I would like to say, obviously, playing with my daughter for 35 years and playing with my granddaughter, having three generations. Yeah. I had some tachycardia that year just thinking about it, of how wonderful, what a joy in my life that I never thought I would ever see. And then I have to say, probably one time for about 2 or 3 years, Leslie's husband, Dick, was our coach. And he had his wife, his sister Diane, and his mother-in-law, Lynn, on the team. And he made it to this day. He's still out there laughing
still
about
with
it,
us
I'm
all.
Sure.
Thanks so much to both of you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Cindy,
Thank you so much, Cindy.
It's a real pleasure and an honor.
We've been talking with Lynn Schweibert. Lynn has been on the same team, softball team in West Michigan, with three other friends for the past four decades, and joined by her daughter, Leslie Rymick, who's been playing on the team with her mom for the last 35 years.